Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're making sense of the latest results from the Federal Open Market Committee's two-day meeting, which concluded on Wednesday of this week with Jerome Powell's press conference on Wednesday afternoon. I watched the press conference in its entirety. Chair Powell did not field too many difficult questions. There were a couple of things in the press conference that I thought were noteworthy. The mainstream media keeps talking about 3 rate cuts this year. I didn't hear that in his talk. What I did pay attention to was his target for interest rates in the next month and, in particular, by the end of the year. While the short-term Fed funds rate is at 5.5% right now, the Fed is holding that rate steady at this meeting. Chair Powell said that this was likely the peak for this rate cycle. He also said that his target for rates at the end of the year was something in the range of 4.65%. Now, you could interpret that as 3 rate cuts of a quarter point each. But what was more meaningful was his target for the interest rate by the end of the year. Inflation is edging higher. It's those elements of the consumer price index that the Fed cannot influence, those are the elements that are increasing. Energy is up by 8% since the start of the year. Food is up by 13%. Auto insurance is up. And that's not going to be influenced by interest rates set by the Fed. There's just no way. Raising interest rates is not going to cause auto insurance to go down. The increasing cost of essentials means that it is less money left over at the end of each month for discretionary spending. And when you look at the unemployment rate, it tends to lag the layoff announcements. There have been 241,000 layoffs announced since the start of the year. The Fed knows that the hiring numbers in the employment report are being continually revised downward. So they can see the writing on the wall that the economy is slowing. We also have, for example, 3 major airlines reducing flight capacity. JetBlue was the most recent one this week. We've got hotels reporting lower occupancy and lower revenue per available room night. In the traditional economic cycles, we tend to see retail sales fall in the major retailers, and we are certainly seeing that, but that's typically been to the benefit of the discount retailers, in particular, folks like the dollar stores. Well, strangely, we have all of the major dollar store chains reporting deteriorating numbers. Dollar Tree announced the closure of 1,000 Family Dollar locations over the next year and a bit. They're reporting that the merger of Family Dollar and Dollar Tree has not gone as well as expected. But this is not just a failed merger. We're also seeing deteriorating numbers at Dollar General as well. My interpretation is that discretionary spending is down. Dollar Tree reported higher traffic at its stores, but smaller receipts at the cash register. So it's not like people are avoiding the dollar store. They're going there more than before. To me, this says that families are struggling to make ends meet, and they're finding ways to stretch their income each month. Chair Powell said twice in the press conference that if there was unexpected weakening in the labor market, we can expect the Fed to take action to lower rates. These are risks that they have clearly already modeled. See, you have to remember that at the center of Fed policy is the Phillips curve. The Phillips curve is a theory that has been, maybe disproven a number of times, but it still forms the basis of Fed policy. It says there's an inverse relationship between strength in the labor market and inflation. As real estate investors, there's 2 implications of that. Number one, the ability to raise rents is going to be hampered by affordability. Some families simply will not be able to afford higher rents. And number two, the fall in short-term interest rates may serve to reduce the yield curve inversion that's been in play for more than 23 months now. That may not necessarily translate into lower rates for permanent financing. As before, the rates for permanent financing are determined by the yield on the 10-year treasury. The biggest contributor to inflation that's influencing wage policy is wage inflation. Again, this is back to the Phillips curve. The Fed wants to ensure that we don't see a repeat of the wage price spiral that was the hallmark of the 1970s. Unemployment is currently running at 3.9%. In previous meetings, the Fed had set 4.1% is the high watermark for unemployment. Well, in this week's meeting, they lowered that high watermark to just 4.0%. We're 0.1% away from hitting that 4% target in unemployment. If we see unemployment surge above 4%, then we can expect the Fed to take more aggressive action to cut rates to prevent unemployment from spiraling out of control. Chair Powell made reference to their mandate to maximize employment and ensure price stability. Now I see a shift. The discussion over the past 18 months has centered around inflation. And of course, there was plenty of talk about inflation. But today the discussion is becoming more about employment. When I look at the numbers in aggregate for the U.S. economy, I see a few major things, and much of it is centered around jobs. An increasing percentage of the hiring in the monthly employment reports is public sector hiring. The hiring survey is continually being revised downward. Number two, consumers are getting squeezed and the middle class are shrinking even further than before. Number three, wage growth is stagnating. Therefore, it's impossible for rents to grow very much, if at all, this year and probably even into next year. And number four, displaced workers are having a harder and harder time finding a job. Yes, interest rates are going to fall, but only by a little. That's going to bring some relief to real estate investors before the end of this year. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.